with Book Beats. I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Gail Godwin believes that somehow good fiction comes out of sadness, so it's not so surprising that the title of her most recent book is Father Melancholy's Daughter. It's the story of a young Virginia woman and her relationship with her gentle, courtly father, an Episcopalian priest given to bouts of deep depression. Most of the characters in Gail Godwin's world are polite and mannerly.
One reason is these people are Southerners. The second reason is this book, Father Melancholy's Daughter, takes place within a church community.
But there are undercurrents.
You will have the polite words on the page, but then often there's something going on underneath.
For example, a funeral scene in which a brash outsider shows up.
And she says to one of the parishioner women there, she said, have you found Jesus yet? And the polite woman says, I didn't know he was lost.
And Father Melancholy's Daughter, the heroine, devotes her life to her father after her mother runs off with a woman friend in what may be a lesbian relationship. Godwin admits she has not created a fashionable heroine.
I have met a few young people who are like her. Maybe it's the new wave or something. You know, you go so far down and you lie around sniffing expensive drugs for just so long, and then you think, well, maybe I'll go back and be old-fashioned and see what I can do in the way of duty.
Gail Godwin is one of the nation's best writers who tries to shrug off the tag Southern author. Her novel, Father Melancholy's Daughter, was published by William Morrow. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Episcopalian church that figures so prominently in Gail Godwin's recent novel, Father Melancholy's Daughter, is not unlike the church in which Godwin was confirmed when she was 12 years old and living in Asheville, North Carolina. Hers was a high Episcopalian church.
With all the colorful liturgies and the stations of the cross and confession.
For Godwin, the church with its seasons, saints, colors, and the passion of Christ lends itself to parallels and patterns in her fiction. But she had to do some research.
I went back to church after having stayed away for something like 30 years. I have kept in touch with my first spiritual mentor, the priest who confirmed me. We've been writing back and forth for years.
Father Melancholy's Daughter is a beautiful novel that explores the relationship of a young Southern woman with her father, a priest who has been abandoned by his much younger wife. Gail Godwin lives in Woodstock, New York, but Asheville, North Carolina is her second home.
It's like stepping back into some of my books, because a lot of my imagination seems to be anchored in those old landscapes.
Gail Godwin swims every day and has allowed herself the luxury of her own indoor pool.
Before I did this, I would have to break in my writing every day at 11:45 and then get in the car and dash to the next town where there's the nearest Y.
William Morrow published Father Melancholy's Daughter, Gail Godwin's 10th work of fiction. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.